Unit 21. Welcome to Britain. Conversation. Listen.
Now, what's your surname?
Williams.
Thank you. I'll write your surname here. And your first names?
James Robert.
Your first names go there. James Robert. And you put Mr., Mrs., or Miss there next to your name, Mr. Williams. Are you married?
Yes, I'm married. My wife is with me.
You're married. Now, your nationality, please.
I'm American. I come from the United States.
American. And what's your occupation? What's your job?
I'm a businessman.
Businessman. Thank you, Mr. Williams. Now, may I see your passport, please?
Now, repeat.
I'm James Williams. I'm American. I come from the United States. I'm a businessman. I'm married.
Conversation. Listen.
Hello. Where are you from?
Greece. I'm Greek. I live in Athens. My home is in Athens. I'm 28 years old and my name is Stavros Papadopoulos.
Would you say that again, please?
I'm 28 years old, I'm not married, and my name is Stavros Papadopoulos.
You speak English very well, Stavros.
I speak English and French and German.
Just
and
a moment. Not too fast, please. Would you speak slowly, please?
Now, repeat.
Would you speak slowly, please? Where do you come from? What town do you live in?
Conversation. Listen.
What's your job, Stavros?
I'm a businessman. I work in an office.
Thank you. And you, Angus, what do you do?
Would you say that again, please?
What's your job?
I work for the Central Bank. I was a policeman, but now I work for the Central Bank.
Do you like your job?
Yes, I like my job very much.
Good. Thank you very much.
Now, repeat.
What's your job?
I work in an office.
I work for the Central Bank.
Unit 22. Who's that? Conversation. Listen.
Hello, and welcome again to the London Quiz. Now, this is Mrs. Walters. Mrs. Walters comes from Croydon, near London. She lives in Brixton Road. Now, what does Mrs. Walters do? What is her job? Mrs. Walters will show us.
She's making dinner. She's cooking. She's a cook in a restaurant.
No, she isn't a cook.
She's a housewife. She's making dinner for her husband.
No, that's wrong too. What is Mrs. Walters' job?
I don't know.
All right. Mrs. Walters is a hairdresser.
Now, repeat.
Mrs. Walters is English. She comes from Croydon. She lives in Brixton Road.
Conversation. Listen.
What's the matter? Is Francis ill?
I don't know, but he doesn't look well.
Perhaps he's got a headache. Francis, you don't look well. You look ill.
I feel ill.
What's the matter?
Ah, you've got a headache.
I think so. Yes, I've got a headache.
You need a doctor.
But there isn't a doctor here.
Oh, yes, there is. Sheila over there is one.
Now, repeat.
You look ill. You don't look well.
I feel ill. I don't feel well.
Conversation. Listen.
Are you ill?
I think so, but I don't know. I didn't feel very well in there.
You don't look very well. Perhaps you need some food. Are you hungry?
No, I'm not hungry.
Are you thirsty? Do you want a drink?
No, not now, thank you.
Take this medicine. You'll feel better.
Ugh.
You'll feel fine tomorrow. Shall we go back to the party?
Yes, let's go back. I feel better now.
Now, repeat.
Are you ill?
I didn't feel very well in there.
Take this medicine. You'll feel better.
Unit 23. What would you like to do? Conversation. Listen.
Your move.
I don't want to play chess.
What would you like to do?
I don't know. I'd like to go out. Let's go out.
Do you want to go out, Francis?
No. I want to play chess.
Now, repeat.
Would you like to go there?
I'd like to go there.
What do you want to do? Do you want to go out?
I don't want to go out. I want to play chess.
Conversation. Listen.
You can't park here, Bill.
Why not?
You can't do it. Your car's too big.
I can park here easily. It's not difficult.
It isn't easy. Can you see that way?
I can't see very well, but I'll be all right.
Now, repeat.
It's too difficult.
It isn't difficult. It's easy. I can park here easily.
Conversation. Listen.
Excuse me, miss.
Do you want to look in my bag?
No, I don't. You can't take bags inside the museum. You have to leave them here.
Can I leave it with you?
No. Please take it over there to the cloakroom.
I'll be back in a moment. How much does it cost to go in?
It's free.
Oh, good. Can I take photographs?
Yes, certainly. Excuse me, miss.
Yes?
You can't go in here. That's the exit. You have to go in there.
Oh, thank you.
Now, repeat.
You can't take your bag inside. You'll have to leave it in the cloakroom. You can't go in here. You have to go in there.
Unit 24. How can we get there? Conversation. Listen.
What should we do this weekend?
Let's go to the seaside.
Yes, let's.
I want to go to the seaside too.
All right.
It's a long way from here.
It isn't. The seaside isn't far from London. It's about 80 kilometres away.
Wait a moment. Brighton is the nearest seaside town.
How far is Brighton?
It's 85 kilometers away.
Now, repeat.
How far is Brighton?
It's 85 kilometers away.
It's a long way from here.
It isn't far.
Conversation. Listen.
And how can we get there?
By train. We can get there by train.
It's too expensive.
It's cheaper by bus.
You mean by coach?
By coach? The coach is very slow. It's faster by train. We can take a train.
But it's cheaper by coach.
We can go in my car.
It's faster by train. Let's take the train.
Now, repeat.
How can we get to Brighton?
By car. By coach.
By taxi.
By train.
You can walk.
Conversation. Listen.
Excuse me, can you tell me the way to Brighton?
Drive down this road, take the first turning on the left.
First turning on the left. Is it very far?
No, it's not very far. It's about 400 metres. Then drive for about 3 kilometres.
About 3 kilometres.
Then you come to the motorway.
The motorway? Then how far is it?
Oh, about 50 kilometres.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, repeat.
Drive for about 3 kilometres. Then you come to the motorway.
Is it far?
No, it's not very far.
Unit 25. Where is it? Conversation. Listen.
Yes, Mr. Harris, you want a small house near the sea.
That's right.
There's a very nice house for you near Highcliffe. Look at the map. Now, where is it?
It's south of Exetown.
Ah, there it is.
Now, repeat.
Highcliffe is south of Exetown. It's between Exetown and Worcester. Cambridge is north of London. Newmarket is east of Cambridge. Oxford is west of Cambridge.
Conversation. Listen.
Here's the front door. No, sorry, it's the back door. This is the front door. Here's the living room.
Where?
Here. And the kitchen is here at the back. And you go through the back door into the garden.
So this is the living room at the front?
Yes, that's right.
And what's the room between the kitchen and the living room?
That's a toilet. And the bedrooms are upstairs. And the bathroom's upstairs too.
Now repeat.
At the front. At the back. Through the back door. Into the garden.
Conversation. Listen.
There you are. A wonderful new kitchen.
It's very small.
There's the cooker. And there's the refrigerator.
Where?
Behind you. The refrigerator's behind you.
I can't open it.
I can put the table outside. Then you can open the refrigerator.
What's that under the table? On the floor.
It's a box.
What's inside the box?
Spoons, knives, forks, plates.
Cups? Where will we put all these things?
Put them in the cupboard.
There's a cupboard behind the door.
Now, repeat.
There's a box under the table. It's on the floor.
Put the things in the cupboard. The cupboard's behind the door.
Unit 26. What's the date? Conversation. Listen.
What's the date today? It's Friday the 5th of April.
My birthday is in April. Shall I write it in your diary?
Yes, of course.
Monday, the 15th of April, Jane's birthday.
How old will you be?
I'll be 23. 23 years old on the 15th of April. When's your birthday, Francis?
The 7th of July.
Now, repeat.
It's Friday, the 5th of April.
It's Friday, April the 5th.
Monday, the 15th of April.
Monday, April the 15th.
The 7th of July.
July the 7th.
Conversation. Listen.
When shall I go on holiday?
When do you want to go? You can go in spring, summer, autumn or winter.
Winter?
Yes. You can go to Switzerland or Austria or South America in December or January.
No. I'd like to go away in spring, in May, to Italy.
How long will you be away?
For 3 weeks.
Look, here's a good holiday. In Italy, near Naples, in May.
How long does it last?
It lasts for 3 weeks. From the 10th of May to the 1st of June.
Now, repeat.
How long does it last?
It lasts for 3 weeks.
Conversation. Listen.
We arrived here last night.
It's nice here, but we prefer Florence. We went to Florence last year for 3 weeks, in the spring.
We arrived in Florence on the 21st of April and left on the 12th of May.
In the morning.
And we got to Rome in the afternoon. It took 5 hours by train.
Yes. The train was late.
Then we stayed in Rome for a week.
And when are you leaving here?
On Wednesday. We're going to Sicily.
For a week. From the 3rd of June to the 10th.
Now, repeat.
We went to Florence last year.
We went to Florence a year ago.
Then we stayed in Rome for a week.
It took 2 hours from Florence to Rome by train.
Unit 27. Whose is it? Conversation. Listen.
May I have my coat, please? Which one is it, madam? That one. That one's mine.
This one?
No, that coat isn't mine. Mine is the one next to it.
Here's your coat, madam. And is this yours, this umbrella?
No, it isn't.
Oh, dear. Whose is it?
Don't worry. I think it's my husband's. John, is that your umbrella?
Yes, it is.
It's all right. It's his.
Now, repeat.
Whose is it?
It's my coat. It's mine.
It's your coat. It's yours.
It's her coat. It's hers.
It's his umbrella. It's his.
They're our suitcases. They're ours.
They're their suitcases. They're theirs.
Conversation. Listen.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, please. Two hotel rooms. Two rooms for two nights.
Yes, sir. Single or double? We want one double room and one single room for our daughter. One double, one single for two nights. With shower or bath? We want one with a bath.
I prefer a shower.
Certainly. A double with bath and a single with shower.
Now, repeat.
I want a double room with bath, please.
I'd like a single room with shower.
Now, listen.
In the east, the day will start fine, but it will change. In the afternoon, there will be some rain. It will get cooler. There will be some fog in the morning, but the fog will clear. And in the south, it will be a fine day with some sunshine. It will be quite warm. In the west, it will be cold in the morning, but it will get warmer, and perhaps there will be sunshine later.
Unit 28. I enjoy it. Conversation. Listen.
Hello, Francis. What are you doing?
I'm making a bookcase. I like books. I like buying books, and I enjoy reading them. But I don't want to buy a bookcase.
Why not?
Bookcases are expensive, and I enjoy making things. So, I'm making a bookcase.
Well, I'm playing tennis this afternoon. Would you like to play?
No, thanks. Not this afternoon. It's too cold. And I'm busy.
Now, repeat.
I like tennis. I enjoy playing tennis.
I enjoy watching tennis. I enjoy making things.
Conversation. Listen.
Who's winning? Brian or Peter?
Brian's winning. He usually wins. He's good at tennis. Peter isn't.
Where's Francis?
He's at home. He doesn't like playing tennis.
He enjoys watching tennis. He often comes here and watches.
And sometimes he plays, too. He played against Brian last week.
Now, repeat.
Brian plays well.
Yes, he played well yesterday.
Peter isn't good at tennis. Brian played better than Peter.
Now, listen.
Are you enjoying your dinner?
Yes. It's very good. Is yours good?
Yes. I like omelettes very much.
Did you enjoy the film?
Yes. It was very nice.
Do you like playing football?
No, but I enjoy watching it.
Unit 29. How many and how much? Conversation. Listen.
I've got a cold.
I know. You've got some tissues.
I've not got many. This box is empty.
Oh, here's another box.
There are only a few in this box. I need more.
More? I bought five boxes yesterday.
I had a lot of tissues yesterday. I'm cold and I'm wet.
Now repeat.
I had a lot of tissues yesterday. I haven't got many now. I need some more tissues.
Conversation. Listen.
Is the coffee ready?
No, there isn't any coffee. I'm afraid this jar is empty. And there's very little milk. There's a lot of tea.
But you don't like tea.
How much sugar have we got?
Not much.
Have we got any food?
Only a little. We didn't bring much food.
Now, repeat.
There's a lot of tea. There's not much sugar. There's only a little sugar. We need more sugar.
Conversation. Listen.
Can I help you?
Yes, please. I want some coffee, some milk and some sugar.
Yes, half a kilo. Half a kilo of coffee.
Oh, that's too much. Have you got a smaller jar?
Is this big enough?
Yes, thank you. May I have some milk?
A bottle of milk. And you'd like some sugar? A small packet?
Yes, that's enough. And I need some tissues. A big box of tissues. No. Would you get me two boxes, please?
Now, repeat.
May I have some sugar, please? No, that's too much. May I have a smaller packet? May I have some tomatoes, please? May I have half a kilo?
Unit 30. What have you done? Conversation. Listen.
I want the letter to Mr. Johnson.
I've just typed it. Here you are.
And the letter to Mr. Bailey?
I haven't typed that one yet.
Has Mr. Davis telephoned?
No, not yet.
Francis, you need a new secretary.
Yes, I do. I haven't got a secretary. Jane's gone. She's got a new job, and I'm very busy. I've typed 25 letters today.
Now, repeat.
I've just typed it. I haven't typed it yet.
Has Mr. Davis telephoned?
I've typed 25 letters today.
Conversation. Listen.
What work have you done?
Well, I was a nurse for 6 years. Then I worked in a bank. That was a few years ago. And now I'm a secretary.
How long have you been a secretary?
I've been a secretary for 1 year, since last August.
You've been a secretary for 1 year. In London?
No, I worked in Manchester for 3 months. I came to London 9 months ago.
So, you've worked in London since last November?
Yes, that's right, Mr. Matthews.
Now, repeat.
How long have you been a secretary?
I've been a secretary for 1 year. I've worked in London since November. I worked in a bank a few years ago.
Conversation. Listen.
Do you like your new job, Jane?
No, I don't.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to work for Francis again, next week. Is he here?
Yes, I'm here.
Jane says she's going to work for you again.
That's right. And I'm going to open another bottle of wine. Cheers.
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 Now, repeat.
I'm staying with friends this weekend. I'm going to stay with friends.
What are you doing this evening? What are you going to do?